fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Friday the 19th of May. It is Friday the 19th of May. The prepper tip of the day is to learn to hunt and fish. Popular sport here in the Ozarks. Most boys and girls grow up hunting and fishing at a very young age, typically 7 or 8 years old. We have a youth deer season here in Missouri for our youngsters to be able to go out and harvest their first deer, or maybe second or third, depending on the age of the child. And, of course, deer hunting is just one of many things that we hunt here in Missouri. I recall telling my daughter that when I was a boy, I would hunt squirrels and bring them back. My grandmother would cook them, and I would eat them. She thought I was joking. She didn't know that human beings would hunt, cook, and eat squirrels. But my grandmother had been cooking squirrels for decades, going back to early part of the 20th century. She was attended the 1904 World's Fair as an 18-year-old young woman. She was very much, my maternal grandmother was very similar to a granny in the TV series, The Beverly Hillbillies. She dressed like Granny. She talked like Granny. She even used some of Granny's words, like vittles. That's V-I-T-T-L-E-S. It's Old English for food, vittles. And she knew that the president was not the president of the Confederacy, which Granny didn't seem to know that in the Beverly Hillbillies. But I loved and respected this woman, and I learned a lot from her. She lived a life not that much different from a little house on a prairie. She had, when I was a younger boy, no running water in the house. She had a pump on the back porch, and she had a wood-burning stove to stay warm, outhouse instead of running water, obviously. She kept chickens. She sold her eggs for 10 cents a dozen. There was a couple of times I went to visit her, and my tennis shoes were wore out and had holes in them, and she would buy me new tennis shoes in the shopping area that she went to, the county seat of Washington County, Potosi, Missouri, with her egg bunny that she had from selling eggs for 10 cents a dozen. And I was so proud that my grandmother bought me new tennis shoes. Hunting and fishing is a sport and a hobby for tens of millions of Americans. Has been since the get-go in this country. Where our ancestors came from, the crown owned the forest. So hunting was a privilege for the wealthy. For others, especially to hunt deer, for example, it was only the privileged class that could hunt deer. And the commoners, I don't know the details. I apologize. I'm not a historian, but the commoners, they could hunt a smaller game like rabbits and so forth, but they were prohibited from entering the forest owned by the queen or the king, whoever was in that position at the time. And regardless, hunting is a fun sport. Fishing is a fun sport. Now, you can get carried away buying a lot of expensive, needless things for both sports. I talked here on this show a couple of weeks ago about how Bass Pro is selling bass boats that cost more than $50,000. That's obviously not necessary. My brother-in-law used to make fun of the men and women who would have the aluminum boats to go fishing, Lake of the Ozarks, but they're the ones that caught the fish. So you don't need a lot of expensive equipment. The knowledge is something that can be gained by working with a man or woman who's been doing this for a while. Possibly YouTube videos, right? YouTube University. Just being out in the woods, even if you're not hunting, is a delight in and of itself. Just being out in nature, in the fresh air, and hearing the bugs and the birds and the animals and so forth. It's a pure delight to be out in the forest. I have a 3-acre forest here at my place, and my other place down the road a bit, we've got 40 acres of forest, and the different seasons, no matter what time of year, it's always beautiful. I'm not a particular big fan of winter, but now the last few weeks, all the leaves the trees are leafed out, and it's beautiful and thick, and can't be beat. Can't be beat. We'll be reviewing at my website the real estate for sale. The house in Bismarck will be closing in about a week or so, so it will be off the market. The house in Florida will be closing soon. There's an offer that the owners have accepted. The log lodge on Yoakum Road is still available, we hope to have an offer on it soon. Hasn't happened yet. Beautiful place, by the way. A lot of possibilities there. A family could buy it and maintain it as a high-end bed and breakfast, reserving the time they want for themselves and letting it be rent out the rest of the year. And management is in place to be used, by the way. Management and cleaning services both. Place is immaculate. The clientele includes people from Europe and Asia, men and women who could vacation anywhere on the planet they chose to, Hawaii, the French Riviera, Las Vegas. They can vacation any place they like, and they choose the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road. They like the beauty. They like the silence. When you're at the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road and you're standing on the porch and you're looking out over the forest, whether it's daytime or nighttime, it's just like it was 200 years ago. Nothing's changed. Really, nothing has changed. The same forest that the Osage Indians lived in before the white men came here more than 200 years ago. The Osage Indians were known to be not a violent tribe of men and women. They were passive. They didn't do what the Apaches and some of the others did in terms of waging war against the white men. They just got the hell out of Dodge. And I understand they've done quite well for themselves in Oklahoma. They've become quite wealthy with what they got going on in Oklahoma, and I say good for them. good for them. We stole their land from them, and they came out on top. So that's, I say, good for them. Regardless, the Log Lodge in Yoakum Road is a beautiful place. There's more than 30 photographs on my website, and the owners will provide some beautiful videos if you want to look at it in more detail before you come out to take a look at it in person. Any other properties, I'll be reviewing them to get updates on them as well. As I like to say about our area, some people go on vacation, other people live there. And that's what I've done. I was a city dweller most of my adult life, moved out here from St. Louis in 2001, I guess it was. 2002. It was 2002. Spring of 2002. It was a process to get everything moved out here. Multiple trips of getting things moved out here in 2002. But it was a culture shock, a good culture shock, by the way. A good move. Glad I did it. My wife loved it out here. Dr. Moore had a undergraduate degree in horticulture, and she had her garden, and she had so fruits and vegetables that she was raising, and ornamental flowers as well. And of course, she kept the hummingbird feeder filled up when the hummingbirds were around in the warm weather, and she just loved it out here. And I'm glad she was able to spend the last years of her life out here in this beauty, with the exception of the last 5 years where she was taking care of her mother, and then of course the last year and a half of her life she was confined to a wheelchair and living in Brentwood, Missouri, in her childhood home, where she spent that last year and a half while I was her primary caregiver. That was a privilege. It never occurred to me that I would be in that position, myself being 5 years older than her, and her enjoying the health that she'd always enjoyed. I thought for sure that I would die first, but it didn't happen that way, obviously. If any of you have lost a spouse, you know what I'm talking about. I've always read that losing a spouse is the worst emotional trauma that a person, a human being, can go through, and there's no doubt in my mind that it is, without a doubt. And I don't want to go through that again. But getting back to the premise of hunting and fishing, you don't need to go to Bass Pro or one of these other places and drop $500 or $1,000 on equipment. You really don't. If you're going deer hunting, a simple rifle, it doesn't need to be the most expensive rifle with at least around here anyway. Telescopic sight around here on the rifle is really not necessary. You can't see far enough to make use of it, quite frankly. And the target area of deer is very large. It's not all that small. So for decades, most of these deer hunters had a 30-30 Winchester Model 94 with iron sights, and they got their deer every year. The poachers, the men who hunt, I don't know any women who poach, but the men who hunt deer illegally, they use a 22 caliber rifle, 22 long rifle. It's rather quiet, and it kills the deer with one shot. They shoot the deer in the head, and that's it. Fishing, same thing. You don't need to go to Bass Pro and drop hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars. Simple equipment. You want to get out in the water, a simple aluminum John boat with outboard motor will get you around most of these lakes pretty well. In fact, smaller lakes around here won't allow anything above 5 horsepower anyway on a boat. They won't do that. So keep it simple. Don't get carried away spending needless money on needless equipment, expensive equipment. Deer hunters around here, they wear their regular clothes. They don't have special clothing for hunting. And they put on an orange jacket for the deer season. Now, for her turkey season, they will wear camouflage. Turkeys are pretty dumb animals, but they're on one hand. On the other, they have pretty good eyesight. So the turkey hunters will wear camouflage. But the otherwise for deer season, these deer hunters, at least the local guys, not the guys come out from the city, but the local guys, they just wear their regular work clothes. They don't have any special outfits for deer hunting. And if you're going to be in the woods at all in deer season, whether you're hunting or not, it's really a wise idea to wear an orange vest, even on your own property. You city people come out here, they don't know where where the national forest begins, where it ends. They simply don't know. And many of them don't care. As far as they're concerned, they're in the country. And it's all the same to them. It's all country. I know I have to keep a lookout for people trespassing at my place during deer season. It's pretty common. They'll just find a place where they can get their vehicle off the road a few feet and off into the woods they go, thinking this is a dandy place. They don't have a clue where they are. They don't have a clue if it's private property or national forest, and they don't care. But that's okay. We deal with it out here. We deal with it. Go back to the report about Walmart, one of the local super Walmarts. It's apparently it'll be teams of Latinos, Latino women in a Walmart with a baby, that they will spot a lone Caucasian female shopping that looks like she may have some money. They block this woman in with their carts front back, and they tell the woman that the baby's hungry and needs food. They ask the woman to go to the checkout counter to buy food for the baby. This particular woman offered them money, and they refused the money. Now, I'm not sure what the scam is here. I'm going to get more detail on that. They refused to take money from this woman to buy food for the baby. They really wanted this woman to go to the checkout counter and buy food only at the checkout counter. Now, there's a reason for that. I don't know yet what the reason is. I'll find out what the reason is, but so far I don't know. The police department in this particular community have not been helpful at all. They've said that they will only respond if somebody dials 911. They apparently have no interest in stationing one of their officers on the premises. So I'll be looking into this and hoping to help take appropriate legal action, with the full knowledge of Walmart managers, the full knowledge of local police, so that everybody's on the same page, knowing what's going on, why it's going on, and how to provide safety for Walmart shoppers in my community. It's probably happening in other areas too. I don't know that for a fact, but it probably is happening in other areas as well. The report I got from this woman, she said that she was has seen this going on herself, and she kept her hand on her pistol as she was being approached by these Latino women. Smart lady. Very smart lady. And we'll see how it plays out. I don't know how it'll play out, but we'll see. Hopefully we can create a situation where everybody is safe. And are these illegal aliens doing this? I don't know. It's highly likely that they are, but I don't know that for a fact. Are they part of a criminal organization, a criminal cartel? I don't know that either. Is it possible? Of course it's possible. Could there be other things going on, such as kidnapping of children? Possibly. I don't know. Looks like we got a caller here. We got Mark in Illinois. Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, good morning. I don't know the whole scam or whatever, but for some reason when you're saying, like, they won't take money and only at the checkout or whatever, I'm wondering if it's they got, like, these credit card skimmer readers or whatever, and they're waiting for that woman to go up and put in her PIN number. Like, they might already box her in the back of the store and have it skimmed. And then they're waiting for her to go put in her PIN number, and they'll probably have some people with some prying eyes, maybe even at a distance, with like some binoculars or something like that. And that's probably what the scam is.
I doubt they're using binoculars, but that's a good point there, Mark. I like that. Anything else?
Nah, I didn't hear the whole scam, and maybe you can report back if that's
well,
the case.
Well, when I learn more, I will report back. Thank you, Mark. We appreciate the call.
All right, take care.
Thank you. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EaseOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to The Freedom Times today.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. You're tired of being tired? You need an Energy Cleaner. Arthritis pain stopping you from doing the things you love to do? Go dancing with your honey. Go walk for a park. Walk in the park. Go hunting. Ride a bicycle. You need an Energy Cleaner. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order for your Energy Cleaner right there at my website using PayPal. Or you can call my toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. The toll-free hour line is 800-592-9543. We have open lines here at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 512-248-8252. At least for myself, when things are happening in my neighborhood, I take personal interest. I don't have the ability to do much outside my neighborhood. I have a nationwide, worldwide reach with my radio show, but I can't do very much personally outside my immediate area. But this is one of the cases where I might be able to have some effect, some positive effect that will help people be safe, and I'm going to do that. And do it in a way that is within the confines of Missouri law, with the full knowledge of all the authorities that need to be notified, which would be the Sheriff's Department, the Police Department, the management of Walmart, so that we're all on the same page. Everybody knows everybody else, and everything is done properly, safely, and legally. That's my goal. So that's what I'll be doing. I'll be taking action on this as soon as my show's over. I can't get away from the fact, I need to keep addressing this over and over because it is the most important event in my lifetime, your lifetime, the COVID vaccination clot shot and the boosters. Now, not everybody agrees with me, but my opinion is these matters are the worst crime in recorded human history. Far worse than the Spanish flu of 1918. Far worse than the bubonic plague and the Black Plague, bubonic plague in the Middle Ages, or anything else that's happened for centuries, many centuries. Far worse. It's been, 8, 10 years ago that the Deagle Report came out, talking about massive population reductions in pretty much all countries. The United States losing two-thirds of its population by 2025, which is less than 2 years away. And us speculating, us people in the conservative areas that are aware of these things, speculating, pondering, how could this be? Would it be biological warfare? Would it be a nuclear warfare? Would it be something else? Well, it's biological warfare. That's what it is. Nuclear warfare really is not as deadly as we've been led to believe by books and movies. It's bad and kill tens of millions of people, but biological warfare is far more efficient in killing off massive populations. That's what's taking place. This is biological warfare. The COVID-19 vaccination is a biological weapon. The COVID-19 boosters are biological weapons. Pure and simple. Created, this is not a side effect. It's not something that was not intended. The intention of Pfizer, the intention of Moderna, was to create vaccines that would hurt and kill people. That was their intention, and they got what they wanted. Pure and simple. And this is being revealed step by step. It's like peeling back the layers of an onion. The layers of an onion. And there's more layers. It seems like, and I talk with Dr. Horowitz about this all the time, how there's always more layers being peeled back. Something I need to do, and it's on my list. Maybe I'll find some time over the weekend to get started on this, is go over my archives from the spring of 2020, when this whole thing was getting going. Beginning around, I'm not sure when I started. I was just discussing it pretty quickly as soon as I started seeing those videos coming out of China. But I know I was saying things then that have proven to be true, such as my belief. I had no evidence. My belief that the COVID vaccines were already in refrigerators in the spring of 2020, ready to be released. It turns out they were. I know that now. I didn't know it then for a fact. I had a belief based on my knowledge of what goes on with these kind of events. Something this big, nothing's left to chance. Everything's planned carefully in advance. We have a break. We have a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Mr. Sandman.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say, there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless. Just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM. That's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 19th of May. My website is thelibertyman.com. Over 9 gigabytes of information, videos, articles, and so forth. You can spend a lot of time there. I was talking to my cleaning girl yesterday, explaining the letter that's at my website, written by Dr. Hardy Lineback. He was the president of the Canadian Dental Association, and he wrote a letter apologizing to the entire country of Canada for previously advocating sodium fluoride be used in toothpaste and dental treatments. How humiliating! How humiliating would it be to reach that level of professional expertise, to not only be a dentist, but to be the president of the Canadian Dental Association, and feel compelled, because you learned and educated yourself, compelled to apologize to everybody your family, your friends, everybody you know, all your relatives, all your business associates, everybody in your profession. Apologize for advocating that sodium fluoride be used on people's teeth and in toothpaste. That's what he did. That's at my website at thelibertyman.com. I'm the Executive Vice President of Liberated Rocketeers. We'll be talking more about that at the top of the third hour. And, of course, I'll be picking up energy cleaners probably today to help people get their life back. It's a lot of fun. Check out the energy cleaners and the mattress pads. Go with them at thelibertyman.com. We have a caller on hold. We've got, looks like, Tom in East Texas. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, John.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to make a comment on Lynn Wood video I saw last night on Brighteon. I found that very disturbing, and I caught on. You know, I have a background of 40 years of law enforcement and security starting in 1980. Spent 25 years in patrol. And
Lynnwood, Washington.
I picked up on that right away. It's very disturbing.
So, Lynnwood, Washington, a Seattle suburb.
Is that where they're located? Okay, I was trying to. I didn't know the jurisdiction.
I've been there. I've been to a shopping mall there. I've been to Lynnwood. It's a beautiful community.
Yeah, that brought back memories. Patrolling that
statement. There's a Latin term for the statement that man made. It's called res gestae. You're probably familiar with that,
right?
Aren't you? Right. Yeah. A spontaneous statement by a suspect. Res gestae. And there's a lot of, if you're in law enforcement and you spent decades in that area, when a person makes a spontaneous, unsolicited statement of that nature, I find those kinds of statements to be quite valuable frequently. How about yourself?
Yeah, I document everything and forward it on to the proper investigative division of our police department. In fact, I retired from a East Coast sanctuary city, which Bill O'Reilly kind of made very public, and went to the mayor's house with his crew and the chief of police. And I remember sitting in muster, and one day the shift supervisor came in and told us what we were going to do pertaining to these illegals. And that was back in the early 2000s. Very disturbing. And we immediately got into a shouting match. Pretty much.
And what did the supervisor say would be done with the illegal aliens?
You're going to do what we're, you know, pretty much you're going to not stop and frisk or, you know, that sort of thing. And I was handling an accident one time where a eight-year-old child was ejected from a Ford Explorer in a main artery in the city. And come to find out, the person transporting this person up from North Carolina was an illegal alien and obtained a driver's license. And I got a call from the local children's hospital from a nurse and wanting to know who these people were affiliated with or where's the point of contact and could I contact the ICE or somebody along those lines to help these people because these people were not related. And the eight-year-old child is in a trauma unit and not expected to live with head injuries. This child was, I immediately contacted our services division, and this person, I was trying to, direct traffic, that sort of thing, and by myself, and trying to piece together the accident scene for the fatality unit to come and work the scene. Needless to say, I'm on the accident scene was secure. It's hard to do. But the services division hung up with me on my cell phone. And they, about 5 minutes later, got a call back and pretty much got a grilling over the telephone on how did I know this person was illegal. And they weren't going to send anybody from the government out, and it turned out to be quite some time until I got somebody out there from a citizens action group, possibly Loraza, I'm not sure who it was, it's been decades, and they took control. I kept a very even rapport with them, and they got the information from me, went to the local hospital, and I don't know what happened at that point. I got the fatality officer out there, told him what happened, and I the other driver that was involved shouldn't have been driving. Let's just say he was an American citizen, and he was in the back of my cruiser under arrest. And I went ahead and processed him through the local magistrate. But that's just one incident where I told the services division prior to the fatality officer coming out that, hey, I don't know. I didn't release the information. This person was an illegal. And this nurse called the dispatcher and wanted to know who was, wanted to questioning me, that sort of thing. And at that point, I just don't hear. It was out of my control. I didn't release this information.
Well, Tom, let's go back to you and I know what you're talking about, but let our audience know what you heard. Now, this was an illegal alien being apprehended while stealing a part off a truck in Linwood, Washington. What did this illegal alien tell the police?
Told the police that the United States would be on fire and that Russia would soon be invading America. Also China. I believe he threw in China.
He did.
Yeah. So I found that very disturbing. And dealing with these illegals, it's just interesting how they're here. And local and law enforcement's got their hands tied. I know we're very disturbed by it. We don't want to see it. We don't want to see them here. But our hands are totally bound. Another thing I'd like to bring up, what you just brought up about Walmart. I was recently in a local Walmart here in East Texas. The person identified, it came up to me, and I was viewing the DVD new releases. And this person, attractive Latino, came up and produced a placard from her. Pulled out a placard, a little handwritten note, my brother is sick and I need money, from her purse. This person would not back down. She just, sir, could I, and showed it to me. I no thank you, leave me alone, that's what they, and she went ahead and would not back down, very persistent. So I started a conversation with her. I said, where are you from? And she said, I'm from Belgium. Which obviously she was Latino. And I became very disturbed at that point that this person would not back down, would not leave me alone. So I had to raise my voice and got very, told her to just leave me alone and go away. At that point, she became very disgusted, animated, threw her hands up in the air, and walked off, cursing. And I immediately went to, knowing Walmart has a loss prevention office and officers, this Walmart would not identify or get out to the security to meet me. I wanted to share this information, identity, and pretty much tell them they have a network of these people working at Walmart. They possibly have a network. Finally, after about 15 minutes, I went to the front help desk. Was very persistent, saw two individuals, military-aged men, white. Obviously, they were loss prevention, dealing with them for decades back on the East Coast. And pretty much, I had to walk up to them, identify myself as a retired law enforcement, and I started mental security and investigation business here in Texas. And I told them exactly what happened. They didn't seem to be too interested. I said, you might want to call in the local sheriff here in this county to help you to find and review your surveillance still, your videos. They usually have good camera setups
in
all these Walmarts. And they didn't seem too enthused, so I was pretty much disgusted and walked out. And, tucked in that little bit of information. To my local people, I started a started attending a local ham club, thanks to you and Berry Hill. You know, I looked into where they were located here in East Texas, and there's some good networks here. And I shared that information with them. They didn't seem to be too, being citizens, they didn't seem to be that enthused. And I said, you don't understand the gravity. These people are approaching me. I'm kind of old. I got gray hair. But they're approaching people and being very persistent in Walmart. And they're not backing. And these people are, I think it's a growing network. Very interesting.
Well, getting back to Linwood, catalytic converter cut off a truck would be worth about $300. It's easy to get.
Well, they're after that platinum in there, aren't they?
Right, right. And you can easily get 10 of those a day. And
I'm sorry?
I say easily if you cut off 10 of those a day, that'd be $3,000 a day.
Yeah.
And these aren't individuals that are doing this. This could be part of a organized criminal gang. May or may not be part of a criminal cartel. We don't know. But information we're getting from Dave Hodges and others is that these cartels are working with the communist Chinese to infiltrate the country and be prepared for an invasion. And that's my concern. You may share my concern, Tom, that this guy might be at the edges of that kind of knowledge to be able to communicate what he communicated to these officers. Is that your concern as well?
Yeah, I'm very concerned at this point after seeing the mass indoctrination and the vaccination, the shots of our troops. And it's like I'm sitting on a shoreline in the Pacific during World War II, except that we're on the Japanese side. We'll be bombarded by heavy warships, you know, heavy battleships to soften up our shoreline prior to the invasion. That's what I'm seeing.
Yes, well,
actually, not it's a bad analogy. I do apologize to the audience.
Well, it's a dream of every general to get your troops secretly into the country to be invaded before the invasion.
Right.
One of the more recent examples in recent history was the Germans getting their troops into Norway disguised as tourists. Very clever. Very clever, and they pulled it off. And that was only a few thousand men. We're going to be getting a report next week, by the way, of the German invasion of Crete. We're going to have the grandson of one of the officers, the Greek officers, who fought the German invasion, lost his life. 10,000 German paratroopers, probably the largest paratroop deployment in ever. In fact, I'm pretty sure it is. And that'll be an interesting report probably next Wednesday, the third hour, when Nyquist is with us. But I share your concern, Tom, and everybody should be aware of this as well. And I'm not advocating that people take action on their own. If you don't have the ability to do so, just stay clear of these people, because the odds of them being violent are pretty great, aren't they, Tom?
Yeah, they're just persistent, and like you were indicating, I guess they would block your rite of passage. But again, contact get in touch with the loss prevention officers in if any major store, any store, go to the management immediately and report it. Your job, even though they don't want to notify local law enforcement. Right, and you know, if you see these people go into a motor vehicle, get their license plate number, and go into your local precinct and give it to your desk officer, the desk sergeant, or whoever might be manning the front desk, and tell them this person accosted me and was
Well, I would ask to speak to the watch commander. Is who I would ask to speak to the watch commander.
Somebody in authority that would have the that could put something in the muster book for broadcasting, be on the lookout so they, like me, I did for decades, patrol the parking lots of these large stores, large package stores, and just like that officer you saw in Linwood, you're going to get a hit once in a while, you know, more than once in a while now. It's going to be more frequent. And, John, I just want to say something.
Yes, sir.
You know, being from law enforcement, I used to do the overnight shift, and Art Bell would be on some of these officers' radios, and I listened to him. Who are you listening to? And I thought he was a nut back then in the early 90s and late 80s. But now that I see what's going on and have reviewed, can I hold it?
Hold on to this break. And there's no more conspiracy theories because they've all come true, haven't they, Tom?
I'll get into that more often.
We'll get more comments after the break. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Tom, we've got about 3 minutes here to wrap up your comments, sir.
Okay. My eyes got really opened, listening to you on open media, on the free airwaves, what we have left of them. And I met you in 2018 before this nonsense started with the COVID.
Really?
I saw things going sideways then. I met you in Dallas.
I was going to say one of the Dallas events, yeah.
And I shared some old photographs from my uncle in the 5th group in Vietnam. You said they were
trying
to hold on to them.
That's right.
And I'm going to tell you now, things that are we're seeing now, they have been in the planning stage for some time. So,
absolutely.
Very disturbing. Okay. I wonder if I might call you on sometime. You know, I know you give
sure.
consultations and that sort of thing.
That'd be great, Tom. It'd be great to talk to you. Absolutely. Yep.
You take care. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thanks for the call. With Patient Wayne and Green and my friend Brady. Brady is the production engineer over at Liberator Rocketeers. I'm the executive vice president of the company. Liberator Rocketeers is located in beautiful downtown Bourbon, Missouri on old Route 66. We bought an old brown shoe factory it's almost 2 years ago, and we manufacture a wood-burning appliance, a wood-burning stove that has no smoke. Morning, Brady.
Morning, John.
Good to have you with us, sir, and this is normally your day off, but you don't have a normal schedule as most normal working people do you, sir?
No, I don't. It's, you know, a lot of the stuff that I'll do in the shop are things that sort of need to happen after, you know, some of the other guys go home. A lot of it's, you know, just sort of as needed. I couldn't even begin to count the number of times I've gotten, you know, weird late night calls from Sky about we need to make something happen or the other. And yeah, so I'm pretty much full time, all day, every day.
Right, right. Well, I know you're negotiating to buy a house near the factory. How's that coming, sir?
Oh, it fell through. There were some foundation issues, and then we couldn't settle on a price. So.
Oh well. Well,
it happens.
Everybody else is going to have to find the same foundation issues, and anything can any issue can be corrected with time and money. So, with a dramatically reduced price to compensate for the foundation issues, they may change their mind once they find out everybody else knows what you know.
Well, I see this a lot in some of the older folks. The you know, it's like, well, it's served me well for you know however long, and it's just like, yeah, but. Doesn't mean it's not an issue, especially if, you know, I ever intend to, one, have it last, you know, long enough to pass down to, you know, children or somebody like that,
right,
or,
right.
You know, ever, like, we decide to move the factory for whatever reason, and, you know, I try to go along with that, you know, there's always something to happen. Doesn't mean just because it's worked fine for years doesn't necessarily mean that it is what it needs to be. And you know, it's you work on cars at all, and you know, most guys will tell you that you know, just because it hasn't completely gone out yet doesn't mean that it won't in the future. So
that's right. Okay, we have top of the hour break. We'll be right back. Everybody hold on.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.